This goes to Dr. Prakash, Prakash Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Elizabeth Armstrong, Armstrong. Date of birth, January 25th, 1991. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit. This is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Armstrong with lithium nephropathy, bilaterally small kidneys, stage 2 chronic kidney disease, and hyperthyroidism. Her last visit was October 3rd of 2022. She has lost 2 pounds over the last 9 months, and she's actually lost 40 pounds over the last 4 years. She's doing that by following a diet very carefully. She's on mostly a plant-based diet. She occasionally consumes cheese, milk, and eggs, and occasionally fish, but no more chicken, no more beef, no more pork at this time. And she feels that it's helped her feel healthier, and she's been losing weight. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no dysuria, no incontinence, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, gabapentin has been discontinued. And all the other medications are unchanged. Physical examination, weight is 210 pounds, blood pressure 100 over 87, and pulse is 66. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 26th of 2023. Her creatinine is 1.2. Since the scales have changed in the spring of this year, that shows an estimated GFR of greater than 60. And her levels have slightly improved. A year ago, creatinine is 1.4, and then 1.3 next. April of this year, 1.1, now 1.2 again. Technically, she's now a stage 2 chronic kidney disease. Her sodium is 137, potassium 5.3, and the range expected range for patients with chronic kidney disease is between 3.5 and 5.5. Carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.8, albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.8, hemoglobin 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 2 chronic kidney disease, secondary to lithium nephropathy and small kidneys. We will continue to monitor labs every 4 months. 2 is hyperthyroidism, which is stable. And the patient will continue her plant-based diet with minimal animal protein use, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.